is absurd. And, you know, that is the rhetoric that we're seeing here in regarding this housing situation in Smithers. And look, the fact is we are having this housing project in Smithers, having this emergency temporary shelter in Smithers is an objective good. The Bulkley Valley Harm Reduction Society is a necessity, and they are doing incredible and important work. And you need to ask yourself, what would you have folks do? Because the village of Smithers, whatever, has hired personal security for almost $400,000 to patrol the encampment, rather than putting almost $400,000 into community resources for folks. So we're not actually interested in helping anyone. We're interested in mitigating an eyesore. But the fact is, these are not eyesores. These are human beings. And you, every single person listening, is way closer to losing it all than they want to acknowledge. We are all a couple of missed paychecks away from being right there with them. And all we want to do is create hostility and other them, and make sure that they do not have the support, because at the end of the day, you're not all that interested in their survival. You are interested in a life that is not complicated, and a life that is free from guilt, I guess. And you would rather blame people in these hard situations than acknowledge that the world is not great right now and people are doing what they need to do to survive. And what you are doing by opposing this shelter is opposing people, 10 people at a time's ability to survive. To say that it is a bad thing is to say that these people should freeze to death instead. And I think that that is something that you guys need to interrogate within yourselves. And I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Hartwell is going to do that. I think the things that she has said about this shelter are horrific and an embarrassment to our government, which I don't respect anyway. And you know, this is the person who represents you. Is that what you want? You want somebody who represents you by lying and by essentially opposing something that is an objective good for people. I would just ask that maybe you do a little self-reflection. I also want to mention there is a town hall meeting. It was yesterday when you're listening to this, so that's not really helpful. there was a town hall meeting on Monday in Smithers. I'm hoping that it went well and that folks in Smithers went out in support, because you've got to remember the people who have problems are going to be the ones that go there yelling. What you need are voices of support, and I hope that folks did voice that. I'll look into what I can to cover that, how that went next week. And in the meantime, Bulkley Valley Harm Reduction Society, you are doing truly good work, and you should be celebrated for it. You shouldn't have to be having these arguments with people. That is such a waste of your time. And I am sorry for that. But, yeah. Okay, that is my my segment, I guess, on that. And we're going to do a little more music and that kind of stuff for the next little while. We've got a new one here by North Lane. I believe they're redoing an old album. Song is called Obelisk.exe. I'm not super familiar with North Lane, but I think they're probably going to be right up my alley. And who doesn't love revisiting a 10-year-old album and making it different or better, I guess. All right, folks, this is North Lane, obelisk.exe. We will be back in a little while with more.
I know that it hurts, lost count of the days, two sides of the earth. Can you feel me? I know that it hurts, lost count of the days, two sides of the earth. Can you feel me?
The Devil Wears Prada, When You're Gone. Before that, The Browning with Not Alone. And before that, North Lane with Obelisk.exe. A little break there for you. We're going to keep things rolling. You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. And I am very grateful that you're here listening. I hope that you're hearing all kinds of good new tunes that you like or getting some new perspective. Who knows? Who knows? Up next, we've got Ragana and Draus with Ash Souvenir, and we're going to be right back after that. Ash Souvenir by Ragana and Drouse. And coming up, we are going to end the hour with some Twin Shadow. The song is called Awkward Backward. And then we are going to come back and talk about some announcements that Carney made and why I'm upset about those, too. All right. All right. So we're going to get into that in the second hour. This is Twin Shadow.
Maybe I'm lost in the forest. Maybe I'm lost on this LSD. Now you are the color of courage, the one that I call an emergency. I can't tell awkward from backwards. I could make mountains from jealousy. Holding a song, sunlight, making you leave. From the races, there was nothing left inside. Maybe you were.